My oldest nephew, William, is a junior in high school. And when he was first playing soccer, I'm not sure what the age was, maybe five when that begins or so, my brother was under the impression he was going to probably be an Olympian. So I thought this will be astonishing to travel to Indianapolis and to watch the future Olympian play. I'd never really watched soccer before, and no sooner does the game begin than the ball goes out of bounds. And you know what happens when they're that young? Everybody keeps going after the ball. Nobody stopped at the out of bounds. Complete and utter chaos. Now, we want to teach the rules of the game to the kids and to others. Why? Not to drive them into compliance, but so that over time they come to have the joy of sport and love of the game that we ourselves enjoy. God gives to us certain rules of the game, and that game is the game of life. For his glorious creation, we heard in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 1, that we are to listen carefully, to take to heart the statutes and the laws that God gives to us. Not experiencing them as a repression of our freedom, but by means of learning how the game of life is properly to be played according to the Creator, to come to be able to flourish and to excel in exactly the way that God has designed us to do so. Is it a hard thing to do? Yeah, most definitely. We live in a culture that hardly supports God's laws and God's statutes openly. Time and again, the culture trumpets that we're to simply make the rules ourselves to the game, to do what we want to do, to let whims and impulses lead us, even when we go wildly out of bounds. I mean, just imagine that if we were to take the children to just simply throw the ball on the field and say, go ahead, just make it all up. Do whatever you want to do. Well, would we do that in other walks of life as well? Rules, laws, statutes, order the activity so that the purpose of the activity might come to be experienced. That far from restrictions, rules and laws stand to provide us with the avenue to do what the activity is intended to do. You know, we have before us those that have taken to heart God's laws and God's rules in their daily living. They've sought to not make up their own rules, not live by their whims and impulses, but rather to really earnestly allow God's dictates to influence their daily decision making. We call them the saints, and they're the happy ones. Don't be misled by their being dour. They were filled with joy and happiness and care and concern. They found what we're looking for. And for them, it wasn't so much needing to constantly refer to the rule book because it was internalized within them. I mean, imagine in the field of play needing to stop every 30 seconds just to consult the rules to be able to figure out what to do. You know, we want to be able to live daily life in a way that it becomes more natural, more reflexive, more of an influence that automatically happens as we're deliberating what to do and how to do it. In the second reading from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, James is inspired to say this to us, that all things from above are good, and they're given to us by the Father of all light, that God gives to us his laws, his ways, his decrees, that they're good, that they're trustworthy, that they're reliable, that we're best when we take them to heart and seek to live forth from them. James continues, and says, accept and submit to the word in verse 21 of the first chapter. Accept and submit to the word, God's law, God's statutes that has been planted in you and saves your soul. That God's laws, God's statutes are not concepts that are out there, but through baptism become part and parcel of who we are. And like the holy ones and the happy ones, we seek to allow them to have ever more influence, them meaning God's laws and God's ways, in our own daily living. Well, that takes us to the gospel. And Jesus is admonishing a group of people who have a silly preoccupation with the secondary aspects and not the essential aspects. And it's important to understand the difference between what is essential and what is periphery. And they got them all mixed up. And so he tells them that the secondary aspects aren't the ones from which we're to be living. That the secondary aspects are always in service of the essential. Let me give you an example. In our own worship of Almighty God, I'm looking around. I don't think anyone is, we don't have anyone old enough who remembers this, but we used to worship God in Latin. Oh, are there a couple of you read this? Read this with me? Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah, we used to do that. We used to use the Latin language for our praise and worship of God. And we did that for several hundred years. And the church, in her wisdom, came to understand that the fundamental feature, the essential aspect of worship, was the encounter with God, a personal encounter with God. And came to appreciate that if we prayed in the language that was our own, the vernacular, the likelihood of that encounter would be advanced. And that it would be less work and more of a reflex and more natural. How do we know the difference between that which is essential and that which is secondary or peripheral? Well, our Lord himself tells us. Jesus goes back to the book of Deuteronomy and he quotes this. Listen, people, the Lord your God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. That which is essential in our worship of Almighty God and in our daily living is loving God with everything we've got. What a difference that stands to be if we can take that essential law and apply it in our daily living. Letting go of the secondary and peripheral activities, important as they may be, not essential. The secondary and peripheral are all at the service of the essential. Why we do what we do, Jesus teaches, matters immensely. May we dare to take to heart this law of God that has been inscribed in our souls and to live forth from that, seeking to love God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul and all our strength each and every day.